Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We made it to Friday.
Barely.
During a hell of a week.
Right?
And guess what, you guys? Justin's birthday is this weekend. Whoa. So we are celebrating. We are popping the champagne. We're going to be drinking all day.
Happy my second
early
bottle.
Birthday.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to party all show long because, let's be honest, the world is a hot mess right now. Justin, you posted this hilarious meme about the election.
Oh, my God. You know, you got to honestly, you got to laugh at what's going on right now. You got to use humor.
That is so cute. And then I love this one that's been going around. American Idol can count 130 million votes during a commercial break. No excuse for this.
Very true.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's so crazy. And you know what's really interesting? I'm so glad that, like, at least 99.9% of the country are the people who are on social media can look at this and use it for some levity, but there's always that one person who is in your comments.
Of course.
It's funny because it always starts about with like, oh my God, aren't you in the media? Can't you not be biased? And I'm like, ma'am, I'm not Barbara Walters. I'm on a show talking about Justin Bieber's cheating pastor today. Yeah. Like, I'm not talking about global warming.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Let's just like, you
have
to laugh sometimes. And today, we are escaping it, okay? We are having fun here, okay? This is a day to have some champagne with us, celebrate Justin's early birthday, and just talk about The Bachelorette, because guess what? Claire finally blew it up last night. Claire and Dale are making the rounds this morning, and we'll hear from them in just a minute. But first, here is just one of the, you know, kind of awkward moments from last night. Just a little bit.
I'm going to do it.
You're doing it.
Oh, I'm doing it. Claire, will you marry me?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't. Can we cut the part where he starts to get up to hug her and she goes, no, no, no. I need the ring first.
Oh.
She's like, don't you stand up yet. I've been waiting a long time for this ring. Oh. I was like, oh boy. Claire and Dale really got engaged. We showed you her ring yesterday, by the way. It is 4.5 carats. It is, of course, a Neil Lane creation. Do you think getting engaged was the right move?
Oh. You know, by the way, I have two sides. Like, one part of me thinks, you know what? 39, I know what I want. Let me just jump in there and get right to it. I also don't know if these people are like wiping down these groceries. So I need to get out of this boot camp situation. And the other side of me is like, I would have stayed at least long enough to know Dale's middle name.
Right?
Like, and I feel bad, and ladies, I love you, and I'm here with you, especially my ladies who are in their 30s and 40s. I think when a woman has not been married and has not had kids, sometimes we get blinded by that clock because we think it's running out, and she just wants to get married and have kids, and I get that, but you gotta really start to think about who you're marrying, what they stand for. Like, I don't even know if she knows what Dale likes to eat.
This was really quick. Right there, that's the moment where she tells him, get back down on your knees. That cracked me up. It really seems to me, And the short preview we've had of their relationship, which of course has only been 4 dates or so. She is definitely the one in control in this relationship. And I think that that also comes with the fact that she's more mature. She's a little, you know, older than him. And that just kind of sometimes naturally happens. And I get a little worried that Dale did this because Claire wanted it so bad. And Claire said, you know, I love you. I think this is time. I'm ready. I'm so sure about you. And he might just be like, okay. Sure.
Dale has nothing to lose if this falls apart, right? Like, I mean, obviously, like, she didn't make him do anything. And I do want to say, like, I wish them both the best. I'm happy that this happened for her as soon as it did because nobody expected that. This is the first time this has ever happened. But I just feel like with Dale, as you said, Justin, before we start the show, he's a 32-year-old guy. Do you know what I mean? If they end up dating for 2 years and breaking up, it really isn't the end of the world for him. Where I feel like Claire, as you said, also, you know, she does really want to get married. She really does want to have children. And not to say that there's a time limit on that, but there is kind of a time limit on that sometimes. You know what I mean? Especially if, you want to do it in a traditional sense. I know everyone gets so sensitive. Well, you can have kids. Fine, you can have kids whenever you want. But she's made it clear that her intentions are she wants to find the right man, she wants to get married, and she wants to have babies. And I'm not saying that's not possible for them, but when you don't know somebody, and you've only known someone in, like, the confines of, like, a specific house with cameras, it's tricky.
By the way, you already know. A man will tell you exactly what you want to hear in the first 90 days.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that first 90 is, like, so good.
And
it's so Gucci.
And she kept saying to him in the proposal and the whole thing, like, I know you will never leave me. Like, every man has never left me before. Something along those lines.
Oh, my God.
And I said, honey.
No.
We don't know yet.
I will say, though.
I mean, you got to.
You never know, by the way. No matter if you're on The Bachelorette or if you're a normal person, you never know what can happen in a relationship. People leave all the time.
True, but you have to believe that they won't, right? When you accept a proposal from Jordan, you accept it because you assume that they're not going to leave you.
Totally, but I'm also realistic and know that that's also a possibility because I'm annoying. Like, it's good to be self-aware, I think. I think it's good to be self-aware. Well,
Claire and Dale were just on Good Morning America, and Michael Strahan put them on the spot about the big rumor that is going around. Watch.
Is she pregnant?
There were all kinds of rumors that you two started to get to know each other before the show, but you guys said that's not true.
Not even close.
That's not true at all. And as a matter of fact, next week you'll see on the next episode we have a sit down with Chris Harrison, and we'll go over that and explain that a lot.
All the tea.
Not the tea.
So here's the thing. So Claire, because of the whole coronavirus thing, she knew who her guys were going to be and had time to sit on that for a while. And they didn't change it out because of corona. So she had time to investigate, look at Instagram, stalk them out, do the whole Google checks and cross off, like, not going to happen. I see his. 100%. He's been arrested 6 times. Nope. I see he's got 7 kids from 4 different mamas. Nope.
Who's doing the screening on The Bachelorette?
Right.
I don't
know. Wonder? Like, what's going on? Like, anybody can see.
You have a chance to do your own, like, preliminary edits.
By the way, we're talking about people who are confined in a space for a short amount of time. When I have friends who hook up with people in, like, the most craziest scenarios. Like I had a friend who met somebody in a Coachella tent at 2 o'clock in the morning. Swore up and down that they would be together for life. Guess what? That girl's married to that dude. They have 3 kids and they're happy in a yurt in Topanga. The crazier things have happened. And I think with all the pressure, they might actually work.
Wow.
It's weird. I don't know why. I think they might actually work.
I mean, I hope so.
So do I.
I'm always rooting for love if it's real. It's just quick. Yeah, it was fast.
Do it, girl. Do what makes you happy.
All right. Remember Wedding Crashers? Well, we may be in for a sequel. Vince Vaughn says he and his co-star Owen Wilson are seriously talking about a follow-up to the 2005 comedy hit, saying they have an idea, but it's in the early stages. Could they still get away with crashing weddings, or is it a little late for a sequel?
You know what?
Oh, my God.
You know what? When the first one's so good, it's like when somebody tries to sell you a Bible. It's like, no, sis, I'm good with the original one. I don't need the King James annotated faux fur edition for $24.99. I will keep the Old Testament as is. Let sleeping dogs lie.
See, I'm the opposite. If I love something so much, like I love Wedding Crashers, I want more. So I want another sequel. I mean, I think that would be interesting. I would love to know how their relationships are today, and if they made it, and if they have kids, or maybe like they're older and they have college kids who are now wedding crashing and they're teaching their kids how to be wedding crashers.
Wow, you thought this through, Carissa. You really have so many points of what could happen. I think it's kind of like, I mean, you want more, of course, but that's the point of a good movie. Like, you can't believe how good it is and you leave wanting more, but then when they give you more, it's never as good as it should be. You know what I mean? And it's also, it's been, what, 15 years since the last one? 16? Like, you know, it's kind of like when there's so much time that passes, you're kind of like, ooh, did I need to see you in this state now? Like, I just think we're, like, living in a time where everything is, like, being remade and rebooted and re-everything. So people are kind of hopping on that train. But I think they should. I don't think you should do it. I think you should.
No, I'm here for it.
I should. Crashing a wedding at 30 is fun. Crashing a wedding at 50 with a bad back may not be good.
Amen. Amen.
I want to see it. I want to see it because it's Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, and everything they do is gold.
No, you want to see it because you watch two movies a year, and that was the one for 2007.
True. That too.
True.
It's a really good movie.
It is a good movie.
Coming up, the new cheating scandal that is sending shockwaves through Hollywood. Plus, why Chloe and Tristan are now laughing about Tristan's controversial past. Is that okay? We'll debate when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, Jenna and I have a new bestie.
We sure do. We have a man crush.
We have a man crush, and his name is Justin Sylvester. First of all, Justin, you're only 34. You're like a baby. I feel like I should burp you. Burp. We love you, Justin.
We love you, Justin. Pop of the morning to you, and we hope you're celebrating this birthday. Yeah. Sending you so much love.
You're a star, Justin. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hold on! Jenna! Look at that!
They love
That's
you.
That's very sweet.
I'm legit.
Oh, just wait. There's more.
Oh
okay,
gosh.
That's Hoda and Jenna with some birthday wishes for Justin. We have a lot more surprises coming today in the show. So make sure you guys stick around for that. They do love you, though. They're so sweet. Okay. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson were able to put the cheating scandal behind them, and now they're going to even joke about it. Oh, my goodness. It all went down on Ease Keeping Up with the Kardashians last night when Khloe reunited with Tristan and True after recovering from COVID.
You want to see my friend?
Of course.
Of course? Okay, good.
Wow. Get you.
The glasses?
Yeah. Come on, let me see how they look like.
Oh, my gosh.
Aww. Look at the smart girl that everyone cheat off on the test.
Thank God you said on a test.
So how are you feeling?
I feel great. I really do. I just missed being around my little munchkin.
Oh. I think
I
that's
love her.
Fun. I think
it's funny.
After you've gotten to a point where you've forgiven and you guys are deciding that you're going to put both feet into this relationship and move it forward, if you're able to joke about it, that's good. That's healthy, right?
If you can't joke through hard times, what can you do? You know what I mean? I just think, obviously, Khloe is somebody who understands how blessed she is. They had a really rough patch. He definitely messed up. We talked about it for 2.5 years. She knows it. He knows it. She's got a sense of humor. That's exactly how I would handle it. It's funny at this point. She's like, you know? And it's also kind of in a way that says, like, I still see you. Like, don't think I'm forgetting about it, but you're behaving now, and we're hanging out, and you've done a good job with my daughter over the past few weeks when I've been sick.
Healthy? Good idea?
Oh, God. Do you see what?
I have a friend who does this all the time.
Oh.
Who, like, you know, you get in the car, you're ready to fight the boyfriend for what he did to you, and then all of a sudden they get right back together, yet you're the one who almost went to jail for, like, fighting the dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, I'm happy you can joke about it.
Am I allowed to joke?
Am I allowed to joke now?
Right.
Am I allowed to say anything about your man?
That's actually a very good point.
You got to stay away from that. You got to stay away from it. You can't get involved in your friend's drama no matter what she says. Like, it's just too, and you always end up being the bad guy.
I've learned that one too many times, and I will try my hardest not to stay out of everybody's business. Ain't gonna happen, but I'll try.
Well, because you're the one that we all want to talk to about it, so it's
that's
tough.
The problem.
Stop
no,
being
no.
so approachable.
Stop phoning a gay.
You told us to.
Yeah,
you always say, you're like, you get one.
You get one. Not one a week.
Okay, celebrity pastor Carl Lentz, whose followers included some of Hollywood's biggest stars, has been fired as lead pastor at Hillsong Church in New York. He has since admitted to being unfaithful in his marriage. Now, Carl wrote a lengthy Instagram post addressing the, quote, moral failures that led to his termination. He said, quote, "The failure is on me and me alone, and I take full responsibility for my actions." Now, this was actually pretty shocking for a lot of people. In Hollywood here, this guy's very well known. I mean,
are you shocked?
Would you say?
Thank you. I don't know. Like, I don't think this is the most shocking thing that we could hear.
No. I think the details might be shocking once they come out. Oh. But we forget that pastors are people. And people have temptations. And I think a lot of times, I love you men's, I love you guys, but when you give a man that much power over a group of people, sometimes the temptation becomes a lot. I'm not saying every man does it, I'm just saying some men get drunk with power.
Oh, for sure.
And we put these people on a pedestal. We put these people on a pedestal, and then we're like, oh my God, I can't believe he slipped and fell. And it's like, he slips and falls. He has feet too. The floor is wet. Everybody has the same temptations. So I'm not looking down on this guy, and I'm not saying, oh my God, I'm so shocked, because if you read any tabloid, you know that these pastors at these mega churches, they slip in a lot.
Yeah, they do slip
and falling into something that's not their wives.
That's a good point. I guess I meant shocking as far as he is very well known. You know, he works with Courtney, he works with Bieber, Haley, you know, he's been like the pastor of a lot of different celebrities in Hollywood. They've all looked to him as their moral
guidance,
guidance person, you know? And so it's just really, I think, disappointing, because as much as I'm sure they'll all love and forgive him and it'll still be fine, but for him to like lose that position, he really did a lot to build that church up to be as famous as it is.
But I don't think he lost that position because he cheated on his wife.
Oh, really?
If I'm working here at NBC and they have to put a statement out before I let the world know that my marriage is on the rocks and I had to quit my job or leave my job, that means that the church had some liability, allegedly. I don't know. But it sounds like there was some liability there, that the misstep happened on their watch or with one of their people. I would assume.
So do you think
I'm
if he had
fingers.
Do you think if he had, first of all, we're getting into like a total hypothetical and a total alleged situation, but if he were to have had an affair with somebody completely unrelated to anything having to do with the church, and they found out, do you think he would have kept his job? Because I don't believe he would have.
But how would they have found out? That's the thing.
Oh, well, because if he truly is a moral person, he maybe came clean. He maybe felt so guilty.
He doesn't have money.
Think about it. Look, it's one thing. It's hard enough. Let's say you are having an affair. It's hard enough to, like, keep that internally, because it makes you just sick inside if you really feel guilty about it, right? But then also to be the one that you're like trying to help other people with their marriages, that's a double freaking load of pressure there, where you've got to, if you're really trying to live a particular way of your life and you're contradicting that, that's going to eat you up inside most
but
people.
But I'm not letting it go at work. Like, if I'm sitting here and we're talking about somebody having an affair and I'm the person that they're having an affair with, I'm not going to be like, by the way, it was me.
No,
like,
I don't think the woman, I think maybe he wanted to say it. Maybe he wanted to come clean and clear his conscience.
I mean, you always assume that's what happens, but I think at the end of the day, he probably feels very relieved. He took full responsibility. I thought what he came out with was unbelievable. His statement was just like, this falls on me, on nobody else. I'm working towards being a better person. That's really all you can do in those situations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all you can do.
All right. Well, up next, you guys, Candace Cameron Bure's wild confession about aging and what she wants to do next. Plus, can you guess this hot mama? Wow, she's ripped. All right. Well, the answer may surprise you when we come back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Happy birthday, Justin. I love you so much. You are an incredible friend to me. Always there with a shoulder to cry on and an ear to listen to my problems with the best advice. You are such a bright light in my life and you bring so much happiness to everyone around you. I hope this birthday continues to bring you the most success, good health, happiness, and peace. I love you. Happy birthday.
Oh my God, this is the best birthday ever. I'm so happy y'all missed last year because y'all are really making up for it today.
That was 2 years ago. Carissa, don't fall for that.
That was 2 years ago, and that was not Morgan and I's fault, by the way.
That was everyone else's fault. Everyone else's fault.
Okay, before the break, we asked if you could guess who this hot mother was. Let me show the picture one more time.
Ooh.
What's your guesses, Justin?
With
Morgan?
With a back tat like that?
I can't even really see. Is she blonde? Like, I can't even. I have no idea.
I don't know either, honestly. I'm clueless. Okay.
I just read the name and I am shocked.
Really?
Oh. Yep.
It's Nikki. She is ripped. Man, she posted this handstand workout on Instagram hashtagging FitMama and I run to drink wine.
Yes, Team
Yeah,
Ball.
Feel that. Amen.
Okay, wow, looking good, girl. All right, it's hard to remember sometimes that DJ Tanner, AKA Candace Cameron Bure, is all grown up with older children in her real life. In fact, her 20-year-old son just got engaged.
And it's hot.
Candace told Us Weekly she's ready to be the best mother-in-law in town and also a hot grandma when they decide to have children. So, is hot grandma the new standard? Oh, gosh. Let's not
do this, guys. Can we? Yeah. I'm still trying to be a hot mom.
Let's not do
and
this.
Now we're like, jumping to grandmother?
Yeah. With the anti-aging pressures in this world are already over the top. Let's not compare ourselves to a young, hot
grandmother.
Grandmother. And
also,
plus, if we're, most of us are like wanting to be a little not wanting grandkids like too young.
I was gonna say, like, her son is 20 years old. If you're 20 years old, you're probably already, you're kind of ahead in the game of being a hot grandmother because your kid's so young. It's not like your kid is 40 and you're 70 something. You know, that's when things get tricky.
It's just how people, you know, they use that to justify getting older. Like, you know what I mean? It's like when I had friends who were like, yeah, I'm a cougar. I'm like, no, you're a divorcee with extensions, honey. Like, you have to date a younger man to be a cougar. Like, you can't just throw that out there. So I think it's like how people justify getting older. It's like putting a Band-Aid over, like, the pain of aging. Like, just let it happen.
Just
if you're a grandma, you're a grandma.
Oh, so my mother-in-law doesn't like to be called grandma. So right now she's TT, but she's already not liking that either. So we're thinking now just Terry, but to me that just doesn't feel right. So we're still working on what her name's going to be.
Oh, those are money very bags. Stressful.
Yeah. Her name is going to be Moneybags.
What about your mom and Robin McGraw?
I don't know. We haven't figured that out because Robin already has two kids and two grandkids. So I feel like they kind of have their nickname for her. My mom like would be called grandmother all day, but we need to differentiate the name, so we have to figure that out. But I also have to figure out the kid's name first. There's
so called grandmother
I love
or
that
grandma?
Susan's in the Sound of Music now. Yeah, we're going to call her
grandmother. she's kind of in this, so she is a little bit. But
that kid's going to call Susan, Susan.
No, she's going to, no. We already had that talk. They're not allowed to. So I have to figure it out. There's time, sort of.
All right. Well, still ahead, the two Hollywood stars who were caught kissing by a former first lady. This is kind of a crazy story. And Miley Cyrus reveals how quickly she got over her divorce from Liam Hemsworth, the one thing she refused to do. That's coming up.
Happy birthday, Queen Justin! I love you so much. I don't know what I'm talking like this. You get me so excited. That sounds weird. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love accidentally texting you when I mean to text my brother, Justin. And you're the greatest. You're the best birthday ever. Y'all, queen.
Yo.
Yes, Megan Trainor.
She actually does that. Her mom does it too.
Really?
Her mom's like, are you home right now? And I'm like, I think you might have the wrong Justin, but I am totally cool with it.
But you're like, but I am home, by the way. Thanks for checking, Mom. Miley Cyrus has gone through a lot over the last couple of years, including her divorce from Liam Hemsworth, but she's not sitting at home crying about it. Miley talked with Scandinavian talk show Skavlan about her deals, about how she deals with her emotions.
I would say that there's a kind of a stigma of coldness for like a woman who actually really moves on. But I just think, you know, I've gone through a lot of kind of trauma of loss in the last couple of years. I had a house fire in Malibu where I lost my house. I went through a divorce. Recently, my grandma, who I was super close with, I lost. And again, like, in a way, I didn't spend too much time crying over, and it wasn't because I was cold or trying to avoid feeling something, but it was just because it wasn't going to change it, and I tried to just continue to be active in what I can control.
Oh.
Wow, I wish I could have that mindset. Sometimes that is so much easier said than done.
Absolutely.
Miley says not crying helps her move forward, but she thinks there's a stigma of coldness around women who really move on. Is she right? Does our society judge unemotional women more harshly than women who share their emotions freely?
I think that women that don't openly show their emotions as frequently as some other women, I think a lot of people have a hard time showing empathy for them because they feel like, well, you're never upset or you're never sad or you don't cry or that doesn't get to you. It's like, no, things get to me. I'll use myself as an example. I'm hurt all the time. I deal with things in my own way. That doesn't mean that I necessarily resort to crying and physical water is coming out of my face.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I go through a lot of things, but I also muster on. I've gone through a lot of stuff in the past few years where I've had to pick up every single day and show face and really not sort of give in to the emotional trauma that I was going through the way she did. So I totally understand what she's saying. And everyone's like, well, you're fine. Everything's fine. It's like, well, no, I'm actually not fine. I'm doing my best because I have responsibilities.
100%.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think, because sometimes, you know, all the men in my relationship, my life, like my husband, my family, you know, men I've dated in the past, sometimes I feel like they don't get that I'm really upset unless they see tears. It's like, well, she's not crying, so she's probably not that mad or that upset about it. And I'm like, no, like, I feel like sometimes, like,
you need that to
convey. We've been trained to do that almost because it's like, no, I need you to know I'm really upset.
Yeah. No,
tears represent a weakness.
You know, it's interesting because I feel like Morgan and Miley Cyrus kind of sort of have the same energy. And what happens is Miley Cyrus will put all of her emotions in songs and move on that way. But what you do, Morgan, and correct me if I'm wrong, is, and I've known this about you for years, you will joke and joke and joke and joke and joke about something. And then I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for it. It's gonna be a one day breakdown.
Right.
It's gonna be a spiral. Like somebody's gonna stub her toe and then everything from inside of her is gonna come out. So then it's like someone says something about you, you read a comment and then you stub your toe and you're like, oh my God. And it's 6 months worth of emotions coming out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to avoid in my life because I think a lot of women hold it in because they don't want to be seen as irrational or crazy. But for myself, if I need to take a moment, sit in my house, have a glass of wine, you know, get something from Colorado and just chill out and cry, I'm gonna do it because I don't want to carry that luggage around from airport to airport.
Yeah.
Which is really good. It's not that easy for everyone to cry. So it's good to be so emotionally available to yourself.
Yeah, because you feel like, but by the way, as your friend, you feel like you always have to have it together and you could never have a bad day.
But even if we're like, and I know we have to move on, but even if I'm alone and I'm really upset, I am Cameron Diaz in the hall. Like it is hard for me to physically cry. It really takes like, I'm like, just do it. Okay.
All right,
so,
Elsa.
I'm working. I'm working through it.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, when you think of Julie Andrews, you think of Sound of Music, Mary Poppins, The Princess Diaries, but it turns out she's actually kind of a prankster. She told Kelly Clarkson about how she kissed fellow icon Carol Burnett for a prank they wanted to play on their friend. But they got busted by a famous first lady instead. Listen to this.
One of us said, well, let's be kissing or something. The elevator went ping, and we thought it must be Mike, and the doors opened, and that elevator was simply packed with Secret Service men. Eventually, a lady got out. Carol swears it was Lady Bird Johnson. The lady went down the hall and realized that it might be us, and she came back. By this time, Carol was laughing so hard that she went round the back of the sofa we were sitting on. The lady came and looked over the back of the sofa and said, "Excuse me, are you Carol Burnett?" And immediately Carol said, "Yes, and this is my friend Mary Poppins."
Julie.
No.
We don't need to kiss Carol.
Oh,
Julie. Julie, take it from a gay man who's done this 50,000 times when he was 16 years old.
I got an idea. This will be so
fun.
Let's play a trick and like make out, and then it'll be so funny.
Yeah. Let me see if you. Let me just see if you kiss. Come on, it's we're two dudes. Come on, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. It'll
we
be so
all
funny.
Have done it. Carol, Julie, please.
That's hilarious. What would you do if you guys were caught like that in front of a? It's one thing to be caught by like a stranger because you're like, oh, funny, but it's like a first lady.
Yeah, a scary. Probably a little scary. Shocking.
All right, you guys, after the break, the party continues. We've got a surprise for you, Justin. Another one. You don't want to miss it.
Is it a stripper? Is it Bolo from Atlanta?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
And from Mbop to Babies, the Hanson brothers are talking fatherhood, including how one of them is expecting their seventh child. Is that, that's a lot of kids.
He better be counting the dogs at this point.
Wow.
Seven?
Hey, what's up, Justin? It's your girl, Cynthia Bailey here, and I just wanted to say happy birthday, boo. I cannot wait to get back to LA to turn up with you, pop some champagne, do all that you do because you know you do the most, and that's why I love you. I am so honored and happy to have you as a friend. You are the best, and that's why I had you in my wedding because you mean the world to me. So happy birthday to you. I love you. Enjoy your special day.
Mwah. I love you, friend. Aww. I love you, friend.
That was so nice.
These are gonna make me cry.
That was very nice.
We're letting it all out today, okay? It's no secret now that Justin, you've had one very hot birthday wish. Wish. Okay. And when I say like it's been no secret, I mean it's because you've been bringing it up every chance you have on this show. Watch.
He's scared.
Like, bring me that energy on my birthday, okay?
So, time out.
Don't.
So, you want a sex scene on your birthday?
The first dude who shows me any sign of affection, I don't even care if it's the dude who hands me my groceries at the grocery store. If he tells me, have a good day, I'm gonna wanna put a ring on it. Aren't you guys gonna do that Kate Winslet thing for me for my birthday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're working on it. You want him?
I saw a few people in there who look like they can build a role.
We'll find you some firefighters.
If anybody wants to buy me a gift this year, it is this one.
Who do we wanna have on Daily Pop for your birthday as a surprise guest flirty moment?
At this point, I would take anything I can get.
Okay, so Justin, here's the thing. Unfortunately, we couldn't get you a hot fireman because of COVID regulations. I'm super sorry about that. Mm-hmm. But we do have cake, we have balloons from somewhere, and
yes! Oh my God, I got a blue wave! Wait, you did not give me the plant wave.
We got to the plant wave. I told you I would work on this. Okay, so you're like the first person to actually receive this production prototype, by the way.
I am never leaving my house again. Keanu and I will be talking for weeks.
So he was obsessed with this thing because the plant wave turns a plant's biorhythms into music, and he's obsessed with his plants at home. He's got Keanu leaves.
Oh my God.
What kind of music do you think Keanu leaves will produce?
I hope it's like City Girls, because I think he's like a ratchet ass, you know, plant. You know what I mean? Like, I just hope it's like twerk music, like Cardi B.
Yes, okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe you got me this.
Do you think Keanu listens to this kind of music? Here we have. Where's our bump? Where's our music?
Yes! Oh,
you got the
one? Oh. No! Tom, I need 2 cans! No! No!
Oh my God.
Billy Rock took the cake. This was the best birthday ever.
Woo,
this is
we're
awesome.
We're just trying to, you know, we want you to know how much we love you. That's all.
Oh my
all
God.
Right. Can you guys believe it's been over 20 years since Mmm-bop got stuck in your head? Well, get ready to start singing it again because I sat down with Hanson to talk about their fans, their music, and their growing families.
Get Billy back in here.
So excited for your guys' new album, but before we get into all of that, I believe we have another baby coming.
Yes, my wife and I are expecting another baby before the end of the year. So.
Yeah, Tay's decided it was a competition and he could not lose.
You know, sometimes when you're winning, you just run up the score. You already had 6, you decided why not 7? I don't know what they're thinking. We are really excited. You know, full house. This will be number 7.
Yeah.
So, wow. It's not exactly on the same par as, you know, the next release, but is, you know, it's coming soon.
Yeah. So. It's Mark.
I mean, so you guys are all fathers. You all have kids. The stay at home, quarantining, the virtual learning, all of that stuff. How's it going?
Our wives are all ready for us to get back on tour.
Yeah, isn't that
they're
all, true?
They're like, please.
One less kid out of the house. No, I'm just kidding.
Please,
no,
leave.
Now we got to get on to Mbop. It's been 23 years since that hit blessed our lives. Take us back. Who was the first one to come up with the lyrics to say, I've got it? Mm-bop. I can't even do it right.
We came up listening to early rock and roll and doo-wop. And so it actually started as kind of a background part, referencing, you know, doo-wop music and gospel music. I mean, one of the things that's amazing about that song, the legacy of that song, is it really does change in meaning. Like this year, you know, so much of what we've been doing, it feels like the message of that song going back 23 years is amplified by what we're experiencing now, where we have fans and music fans all over the world that have stayed connected, that have stayed engaged.
Your guys' online community is so diehard. Tell me a little bit about how you guys have been able to like maintain this ginormous fan base online for all these years.
You're building a relationship, you're building these experiences together. So Hanson.net, our website, and the online membership community has been going for over 20 years.
It's just been a really rough year, as we all know, but there is a big positive coming this year. You guys got your compilation album coming out. So tell me about that.
20 songs plus one brand new song. And for the hardcore fans, I think getting to hear them live, it's like, they're like, I've never heard these songs live ever, because we don't usually play them.
There is no way you can possibly properly clarify how appreciative we are over these 20 years of those people, because life, there's a lot of ups and downs. 2020 is a great example of that. There's a lot of curveballs thrown at you throughout your life, and music has the power to heal hearts and bring people together. And that's what it's always done for us as artists. And it certainly seems to be what brings all of those folks together. And we get to, you know, sing music under one roof.
Share it with them.
Hanson, we love you. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
They're so cute and fun. Okay,
so
Hanson's
cute.
New album, Perennial, a Hanson Net Collection, is out now. And their live streams are happening today and tomorrow. You can get tickets on Hanson.net. All right, still ahead, we have a cure for the long week full of anxiety. After this long, full week of anxiety, from foster dads' heartwarming actions to a live stream of polar bears,
oh.
It's our top Feel Good Friday stories. We'll be right back. So we all agree this week kind of felt like it lasted 100 years. Oh. So we all need a little pick-me-up. So let's bring you some of the best feel-good stories out there. Okay, starting with this 29-year-old Ohio dad who just adopted 5 siblings so they wouldn't be separated in foster care. Robert Carter says the system separated him from his siblings and he didn't want these kids to experience that same trauma. Today, the family is living happily in Ohio and Robert says the kids have given him a new lease on life.
Okay. All right.
That's amazing.
Right?
5 kids. I mean, I have 2 and I'm extremely overwhelmed. To take on 5 at 29 years old.
And 100%, and to pay it forward, you know.
Yeah.
He had been in the foster care system, so he understood mm-hmm. what it meant. This is such a beautiful story, and
gorgeous.
Hands down to him, like, he's a man.
Oh, I wish them all the best.
Wow.
Okay, if you're having trouble finding your zen these days, maybe recommend chilling out with this polar bear live stream.
Oh,
I can't. I'm distracted by looking at him. Okay, Polar Bears International and Explore.org teamed up to give us the relaxing content we need right now. Oh my
so
gosh, I could
cute.
Watch this all day. You can watch the bears hang out in Canada and take comfort in the fact that it's not negative 50 degrees Fahrenheit wherever you are.
Oh my
I could
God.
Literally watch them play.
So sweet.
All
so
day.
So sweet.
This is the cutest thing. I love
I'm happy bears. There's still snow around them.
America reached a really big milestone this week. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride just became the first transgender senator. She received 73% of the vote, and she hopes her win will inspire other LGBTQ kids to run too.
This was
yes, ma'am.
Amazing. This was groundbreaking, and mm-hmm. I'm so proud of Delaware. Good for you, Delaware.
Yeah.
This was very exciting. Okay, so your birthday is Sunday.
Yes.
Technically, what are you going to do to celebrate this weekend?
So I'm going to be making more memes for the next 2 days about the election. That's what I'm basically going to do. And I'm just going to chill out. I'm going to go watch my friend Jimmy Johnson race in his last race and hang
fun.
Out. And
it's his last race?
Yes.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm asking everybody, in lieu of birthday wishes,
yes.
All I want this year is for you to go on Al Roker's Instagram and send Al Roker love, support, and strength that he needs.
Mm-hmm.
Al's going through a rough time. 2020 has done it again, but Al Roker is going to get through this. And since he sent us so much joy over the last, I don't know, 10 decades,
it's
time for
a long time.
Al Roker to get some from us. So you guys can go ahead and do that. That'll be amazing.
You're such a beautiful person. We love you so much.
I love you guys. This is the best birthday ever, actually.
Oh, have a happy birthday. And that's all the time we have for today. You guys, be sure to come back Monday because I sat down with Matthew McConaughey and I about died. I think I texted everybody about this yesterday. I was very excited. He tells us about his marriage, his kids, and the huge role that got away. Join us every weekday at 11 a.m. here on E! For Daily Pop. If you set your DVRs, that'll help so you make sure you don't miss us. Have a great weekend, everyone. We love you. And happy birthday, Justin!
And don't forget to Google Billy Rock.
Yes! Go Billy Rock! You killed it!
Billy Rock!